But that is the material disease. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chetadatpana Vanchanam. This rogue is then talk of spiritualism. At her, that is hinders so much hugely accumulation. By millions of years, contamination of this material. It is very difficult to get out of this rogueism. And to become a Vaishnava, he has to become a Brahmin. And to Brahmin means one of the qualifications of Brahmin is Saralatha, Arjava, simplicity. The rogues cannot be simple, always intriguing, making plans, plotting. These are roguisms. But a Vaishnava requires very simple life. Satta, Sama, Lama, Sutikya, Arjava. Arjava means simplicity. He is very forward without any covering. Now he is sneezing. Nature's law is so subtle. Purudhāmi Bhadhyā, Bhagavad says, Purudhāmi Bhadhyā, just like a man is tied up, tightly head and legs. By the laws of nature, we are tied up. Every part of our body is being controlled by some control. We cannot violate a very insignificant portion of nature's law. Krishna is perfect. We think that we rogues, Krishna cannot see. Krishna has kept so many witnesses and he is sitting himself with him. How you can hide and seek? No hide and seek. That is another foolishness, illusion. How you can hide yourself from Krishna? That's not possible. And you are violating the laws of nature and you are suffering. No excuse. Exactly like that. If the child catches fire, the catches fire has no excuse because it is a child. No. It will act. So we should know that.
Can
you call? Yes, yes. Are you? There cannot be any excuse. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful. And the best carefulness is chanting Hare Krishna. Māme vaja prabhadante māyāme vaja. Simply with surrender. You take this letter and post immediately after the class. In that envelope, our Devananda Maharaj has written that I am enclosing. Here is one. Bhad Savi, you plan. Has he done? If he has done, ask him and put it. If he is not, without that plan, he will send. I Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I am very glad a young doctor is attending this meeting. He can cure many patients who are suffering from this material. What do you think, doctor? Yes. You are now curing physical disease. But when you take up curing material, I would say spiritual disease. Yes. Try to bring all people to the normal spiritual life. All their suffering is due to abnormal spiritual life. All suffering. Because I was discussing with my disciple just now, nature's law is so subtle and so acute. Any little violation will be punished immediately. You know, you are medical man. Little violation will immediately subject to the punishment. That is God's law. There is a word in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Urudhamni Badhya. Uru means very strong. And Dhamni means rope. Just like if you are tied up with a strong rope, hands and feet, as you are helpless, our position is like that. This very word is used, Urudhamni Badhya. Nate vidu, and such Badhya conditions are they are declaring freedom. I don't care for anyone. I don't care for God. How much foolishness? Just like sometimes naughty children, they are also bound up. Jasoda Mai also bound up Krishna. That is an Indian system for everywhere. Sometimes that. And that small child, when it is bound up, if that child declares freedom, how it is possible? Similarly, by the laws of Mother Nature, you are bound up. How you can declare freedom? Every part of our body is being controlled by some controller. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Even this eyelid moving, that is also under some control. So the people do not understand it. And they are declaring, I am God. I don't care for God. God is there. How God is there? You are under so much control. And how God is there? You can say that there is no government provided, there is nobody to check you. But if you are in every step checked, how you can say that there is no government? That is another foolishness. For all men, they have been declared in the Bhagavad, abodha jata, born fools and that kind. But these are very strong words. But if we take this strong, there is another foolishness. It is so, and if we deny that we cannot accept such strong things, then another foolishness.